This is You Can If You Will with success coach, trainer, and speaker, Kip Kent. The show where everything we do is aimed at helping you become personally effective and professionally successful.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Kip Kent, and I have a very special guest with me today. Kurt Manicke is an award-winning author and sales, marketing, fundraising, and business development specialist. For over 30 years, he's been surprising and delighting customers. A proven natural salesman, Kurt wrote the award-winning book, Smile, Sell More with Amazing Customer Service, to promote and teach the simple premise that good service is good business. Essentially a crash course, it's quick and easy to implement and can be read in 60 minutes or less. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kip. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, listen, I've been looking forward to having you on for a while. So I'd like to start out by having you tell our listeners a little bit about you and about your book and why you wrote it.
Sure. Great question. Well, I've been in sales and fundraising for more than 30 years, as you said in the intro, and my book, Smile, Sell More with Amazing Customer Service, is a quick, easy-to-read customer service and sales guidebook, and it helps employers and employees delight customers and dramatically increase sales or donations. I tell people it's really the essential 60-minute crash course. As you said in your intro, you can read it in 60 minutes or less. The reason I wrote it is I felt like there was a need. I own a lot of the customer service books that are out there, and they're wonderful, but I couldn't find anything that was short that people could give to their employees, have them read one or two pages, and instantly implement what they learned is based on that six-week training program. And when I ran a nonprofit, I wish we would have had that for, you know, the staff and the volunteers also.
So how did you come up with the title of the book?
That's a great question, Kip. I had probably 300 possible titles, and there was a cover designer in New York that I was working with, and he didn't like any of them, and he was right. They weren't that great. It's really hard, I found, to come up with a title. I'm embarrassed to say it took more than 1 year to come up with the title. I showed some possible titles to friends, and through the months, whittled them down to two. And people really liked Smile. I would ask cashiers and store managers, and I took it up to the local Kroger's, and I'd ask the managers, you know, which title do you like best? And they'd say Smile. And I would ask them, well, how come? And they said, well, because it's just happy. That's what we're trying to train our cashiers to do. Then when I asked people at some of the other stores, you know, why did you pick Smile as the title I should have? They'd say, well, that's kind of what it's all about. You know, that's that you want happy customers. You want to work with somebody that's smiling. So that's how I came about it. And I wanted Sell More in the title also because, you know, when you do have great service, of course, you're going to raise more donations or sell more.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I've been telling my clients for years, and there are many studies, as you know, to back it up. People do business with people they like.
Now, exactly. Some people
expand on that, and they'll say people they know, like, and trust. But even before you get to know them well, you can already be liking them. But you're certainly not going to trust anybody before you like them. So likability is huge. And there are studies that show that you are instantly more likable when people can see or, and I don't want to confuse my listeners, but this is true, see or hear a smile.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, that it makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
So you believe that you can hear a smile, right?
Yes, I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your voice. And I hear it when I call a company and they don't smile, because immediately I think, well, I don't think I'll be doing business with them. And then when the person does smile that I call maybe the competing business, then I think, ah, I found who is going to take care of me.
There you go. Absolutely. So, got an interesting question for you. Things change with time, and I know you know that. My listeners know that. Why do you think customer service has gotten so poor?
That's a great question, Kip. You know, there is a study by Genesis that, and this is very interesting, and it shows that while 80% of companies think they're providing superior service, only 8% of their customers agree. I think we're in a little bit of denial. I don't know if you've ever watched the show Restaurant Impossible, but it's about failing restaurants.
And I have actually seen that once or twice.
Oh, it's funny because, you know, and this goes along with that statistic. He's actually called by this restaurant to help, you know, they're sinking like the Titanic, and he'll go in and he'll say, "How's your food?" And they'll say, "Oh, it's wonderful." And he'll say, "How's your service?" And they'll say, "Oh, it's great." And he'll say, "Well, if your food's great and your service is great, how come you called me?" And he'll say, "How much longer can you stay in business?" And they'll be like, "Well, we're losing $10,000 a month, about two more days." So I think a couple of reasons, too, to talk about that. I think people, just assume that people have these skills. And I don't think everybody does. There are some shy people in the world. There's people that are nice people, but you do have to train them how to interact with customers. I also think that some companies think you can just slap a slogan on the wall. You know, the customer is king, and that's enough, and unfortunately it's not. One last point is I think you have to hire for personality and train for skill in situations where you're hiring people that are going to work with the public.
Customer service specifically, hire for the personality, train for the skill when it comes to public interaction, customer service.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to pause for emphasis for my listeners. Please, I hope you will just take note right there. If you need to pause this recording, hire for personality and then train for the skill they need. Now listen, if you need a rocket scientist on your staff, you can't just hire for personality.
Exactly.
But this is customer service, and people do business with people they like, and you've got to have likable people. Their personalities need to reflect what you're trying to accomplish. So I just wanted to echo that for my listeners, Kurt. And
I love that, Kip. And you're absolutely right. You know, if you're hiring a police officer or somebody like that, you know, or an engineer, or, you know, what you were talking to, yes, exactly. They have to have that skill set. And in certain situations, those people are not normally working with the public. And that's a situation where if they were, you could take that person that's got those skills and then train them on the people side of it. And sometimes that will work, sometimes it won't.
Gotcha. So here's another question for you, Kurt. What's the biggest surprise you think you've encountered along the way in writing and selling your book?
Well, you'll laugh at this first one. I was shocked at how long it took to write and rewrite this book. It took myself, along with my editor, about a year and a half to finish this book, and we edited it for about 14 months because we wanted it to be pithy. We didn't want to have an extra word. So that was very, very surprising to me. I kept telling my editor, "Well, I think we're done." And she kept saying, "No, we're not close to being done." And the other surprise that I found out, I have a lot of teachers and moms coming up to me and saying, "You've got to get it in the schools and colleges." I never thought about that. I just thought it was for the businesses.
Well, but businesses in the future will be run by those who are in school today, right?
Exactly, exactly.
It's never too early to learn these principles, which, by the way, I know we're talking about them in the context of customer service principles, but these are human relationship principles that we're talking about, and we'll be better in our communication and our relationships across the board in life if we're better at customer service in general.
Exactly.
Excellent. So, next question for you, if you don't mind. How can businesses... this includes my listeners out there, and organizations, use your book to train current or new staff and improve customer service or sales or donations or whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish. How can they use your book to do that?
The easiest way to do it is to give each of their staff, or if it's a nonprofit, the volunteers also, a copy of Smile. And if they're seasoned employees, they can sit down and read the book all the way through. Some people, it seems like it's taking people about 45 to 50 minutes to do that. If they're not seasoned, maybe you focus on just one of the sections. It might be how to answer the phone properly. And you go through that section with, have them read it, and then go through it with them, and then maybe you role play a little bit. I'm finding a lot of people are able to read, and this is why I created the book specifically for this. where people are able to just read the section on their own and immediately implement it. And the book was created in that way. A lot of businesses will tell me they have training programs, but it's more on the processes than it, and it really doesn't touch on the people skills like my book does.
Well, and that's in the end, that's going to be what influences the customers the most, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, totally agree. Great point, Kip.
Yeah, and I think, as you mentioned, the things that they're training on the most are things that are very trainable. Get that right personality, give them a little bit of the training like you offer in this book on how to properly engage the customer, and it'll go so much further for them.
I agree, and I love what you said about engage. That is so critical. We don't see that nearly enough.
Excellent. So I know your book is pretty new. Do you have any success stories yet with businesses that are using it?
Yes. It's funny. One thing I've learned about this book is the importance of having local dealers that sell it in order really to get feedback. And there's a dealer in Highland in Calasanti's Market. It's a high-end food market, and it's Casa de Amica gift shop. And I go in there once a week just to check on the books, and Mary Casaba owns it, but her mother also helps. So I was in there about a month ago, and her mother came up and said, "Oh, I've got some stories for you." And I said, "Well, what?" She goes, "A gentleman came in 2 weeks ago. He owns a restaurant in Greektown. He loved your book. He bought it. And then he read it, and he came back and bought 3 more copies, and he said, 'My sales are going down. I've got 3 waitresses that hate police officers. We get a lot of police officers in our restaurant, and we're losing money.'" And then she said he came back after giving the 3 waitresses the book. He came back 3 weeks later and said, "Oh, my gosh, my sales have increased. This morning, a police officer hugged one of my waitresses and gave her a $20 tip, the biggest tip they've ever gotten. It's from reading this book."
Wow.
So I've got a number of stories like that because it's just people skills. Like you said, Kip, the people skills are what makes all the difference in the world.
Well, you know what I really love is that, you know, people are so busy.
And, yes.
And the fact that, and I love how you market this and make sure that people understand it. This is a 60-minute or less read. This is not going to take you weeks and weeks to train. Read it and then maybe, you know, reinforce it at the company level, but 60 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the big differentiator.
So again, to my listeners, I would have to believe that 60 minutes of your time initially to read this book and better understand customer service skills and then turn around and empower your people to put in another 60 minutes on their part, that's time well invested. So I definitely want you to consider that. Kurt, what's a quick tip that you could give to our listeners that they could take away and instantly implement or improve their business today? Do you have anything like that?
Yes, I do. And I think this, as simple as it sounds, is really, really critical. Answering the phone properly. I don't know about you, Kip, but I know when I call a company, when I'm calling around to see who I want to do business with, a lot of my decision is based on how I feel I can trust them and how they answer the phone. Because if they're not answering the phone properly, I'm wondering what else are they doing wrong? What else can't they handle? I think getting your staff to answer the phone properly is absolutely critical to make that first impression. I used to train in our retail store. I would call a store, and this is before caller ID, and I'd train our staff on how not to answer the phone because the person answering the phone, it was a motorcycle shop, they'd answer it, and I won't use the real name. They'd answer it with just the name like verify, and I'd hang up and I'd tell my employees, "How does that make you feel?" And they said, "Well, not very welcome." So how you should be answering the phone is, "Good morning, Kurt Mianicki Enterprises. This is Kurt. How may I help you?" Smiling and giving them a type of greeting where they'll stop and say, "Oh, how refreshing, how different than all the other companies out there." I think that's one of the best tips I can give people today, and they can instantly implement it when they're off this podcast.
That is a fantastic tip. I've traveled around. I've done a little training on this same topic myself. I don't claim to be quite the same guru that you are, Kurt, but I have often told my those that I train and my clients, customers are going to make a quick subconscious evaluation of two things in the first few seconds. A, how much does this person love their job and the company they work for just by how their tone of voice sounds, and B, how excited are they to serve me and take care of me or my problem?
And I love it.
And they'll ascertain that in the first few seconds. So if I'm answering the phone and I say, verify, then what am I communicating to them about my happiness and willingness to serve them versus, thank you for calling Verify, this is Kip, how may I help you?
Exactly. Great
so
point, because
you
it sets
and I are
the
on
stage
the same
for the future.
Page. Yes.
Yes, I love that.
Awesome. So what are some names of businesses that you feel, whether you've worked with them directly or not, just examples for my listeners, businesses that you feel provide great customer service? I got one or two in my mind. I wonder what you think.
Oh, good. I'm anxious to hear yours. One of the ones that I really like is Recreational Equipment Incorporated, RAI. They seem to be very well trained. Another one of my favorite stores, and it's in my book, is Zingerman's Deli in downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that was one of the one of Oprah's picks for her favorite sandwiches. And Zingerman's is a small little deli that does over $12 million a year. And it's mainly because of their great customer service, because their sandwiches are not inexpensive. I also, you know, as surprising as it might sound, Speedway, the gasoline station, I go in there and it's very consistent, very friendly service. So that would be just a few that I could think of right now.
Awesome. I'll share a couple of examples.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear those.
One of them is local to me right here in St. George, Utah, and it's called Fabulous Freddy's. And Fabulous Freddy's they have a car wash and gas station and convenience store all together. And they're kind of a little higher end car wash. They're quite nice. And it's really interesting because they have trained their staff to always greet their customers very friendly. And whenever they're asked how they're doing, the answer is fabulous. And they always tell their customers to have a fabulous day. But here's the trick. I don't know how they do this in their training, but every time they say it to me, I get the feeling they really mean it.
That's great. That makes you feel so welcome.
Right. So they really are fabulous, and they really do want me to have a fabulous day. So I love Fabulous Freddy's. And then my wife and I just had an opportunity a couple weeks ago. We went down to Las Vegas just for a little overnighter, and we stayed at the Trump Tower, the Trump Hotel. Which I think is probably a little hyped up. You know, he's got
sure.
his own show and he fires people for fun and all this stuff. But let me tell you, they know customer service. First of all, when I called in to make my reservation, they were very friendly and helpful, and even had great questions for me that hotels don't normally ask me. That drew a few things out related to, for example, a dinner plan. I wanted a great place to eat. They asked me a couple questions about that. And I said, well, I heard that, you know, Bobby Flay, who's a TV celebrity chef, that he's got a restaurant down there. And she was like, oh, you probably are referring to the Mesa Grill. It's fantastic. Would you like me to make you a reservation? And some things like that, right? Then here's an interesting piece. 4 days later, I get a call back from a concierge just wondering if I had any questions. Was there anything else they could do to make my stay more comfortable? And just blew me away with above and beyond with the customer service. I love them. I'd recommend them. And when I go back to Las Vegas, which is actually coming up in a couple weeks, I'm going to stay with them again.
Amazing stories.
Yes.
Amazing.
And by the way, it all boils down to customer service, because I was going to stay with some friends in another hotel initially, and I had called up that hotel, and it was rude.
That makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Yes. And so somebody had made this recommendation, you should try out the Trump. So before making the reservation, I called them up, and I was so thrilled, I was willing to pay them $40 more per night over the other hotel just because of the customer service.
That's an incredible story, Kip.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What's next? Like, what's in the works as far as your new books or projects, if you've got anything like that going on?
I have got two more books I am just starting to work on. One is an advanced version of Smile. I had a lot more items to put into Smile, such as personality profiles, things like that, but I didn't want to make the book too thick, so I'll have an advanced version for people that are a little more seasoned in sales and customer service, and also a book for retailers. I used to have a retail store, so a book on all the basics, and they'll both be similar size to the current book that I've got now.
I can't wait for those to come out. And, of course, we know that retail's a little different animal, and to have something that's more specific to that will be great for some of my listeners, too. So love to hear those projects. I trust you'll keep me up to date.
Sure, Kip, I definitely will.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, Kurt, here on my show, we always like to take a coaching approach, a little accountability to the extent that the communication's kind of one way on a podcast. But I like to give my listeners homework. So bear with me a moment while I put something out there to those folks who are listening right now. Call your company, pose as a customer, and see if you, as the owner or as the leader of that organization, if you like what you hear and what you feel as you're greeted and served in those initial moments of the phone call. Or if you are a solopreneur, if you don't think calling yourself is going to really give you a good feel for your customer service, then ask your customers how they feel you're doing with customer service. So that's your homework assignment. Quick question for you, Kurt. Where can listeners learn more about you or buy the book, Smile?
Thank you, Kip. They can go to my website, www.smilethebook.com. www.smilethebook.com. It's also available in softcover and ebook on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And that includes, it can be read on the Apple iPad too with a free Kindle app.
Wonderful.
And IndieBound, that's one I should say too, for people that want to support the indies, it's available on IndieBound, which is an independent online bookseller.
Oh, terrific. So they're supporting a good cause if they do it that way too.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Kurt, thank you so much for coming on the show. And to my listeners, always remember, you can if you will.
Thank you, Kip.
Okay, we're out.
For more information, visit KipKent.com. And remember, you can if you will.